From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea says it's developed a hydrogen bomb that can be loaded into the country's new intercontinental ballistic missile. Korean Central News Agency reporting that leader Kim Jong-un described the bomb as a thermonuclear weapon with super explosive power. President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, speaking by telephone, stressed the need for close cooperation with South Korea in the face of a growing threat from North Korea. President Trump spent a day visiting with hurricane victims in the states of Texas and Louisiana, where he also met with emergency response teams. He applauded the work of the National Guard in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey.
I want to congratulate you, you guys, the Army guys. This has been, it's brutal what's been up there, but you have done so much for the services and for the respect. Now, the whole world is watching.
Mr. Trump also met with members of the Texas congressional delegation one day after sending a letter to Congress requesting nearly $8 billion in aid for relief and recovery efforts. Hurricane Harvey made landfall in Texas last weekend, dropping record-setting amounts of rain. In all, 50 people died so far, more than 1 million displaced. U.S. State Department has seized control of three diplomatic posts in the U.S. vacated by Russia at the request of Washington. A Russian compound in Washington was closed, along with diplomatic buildings in San Francisco and New York. The move to close the Russian facilities came in response to a demand from Moscow that Washington reduce its diplomatic staff in Russia after sanctions were imposed on the Kremlin. This is VOA News.